From my notes on Mark Thurston's book, The 12 Positive Habits of Spiritually Centered People, we are on number 12, Wrapping Up the Day, Bedtime Imaginative Recall. In the final 2 or 3 minutes of the day, we have a valuable opportunity for enhancing spiritual centeredness. This positive habit involves going back through the events of the day and observing the impact of your deeds, words, and thoughts, without guilt or criticism, noting lessons learned and intentions unfulfilled. This improves sleep and prepares us for the challenges of tomorrow. Review your day in forward or reversed chronology, focusing on your interactions with others during the day, as well as any key moments that happened to you privately. In this short review of the day, we call to mind the most significant happenings, paying particular attention to the feelings and thoughts that accompanied those events. Even more importantly, try to imagine what impact events had on other people. The power of this review is in brain psychology. As we enter sleep, the brain is receptive to thoughts and themes it will possess during dream state. In dream state, the mind tries to recall our experiences and reconcile them with our ideals, our most cherished values and core beliefs, and then creatively influences our choices the next day. The positive habit that makes this bedtime review a conscious exercise at the end of the day makes it easier for us to learn the lessons of life and better cope with the new challenges that are coming the next day. To apply this creative habit in your life, make a commitment for 1 week to end the day in a creative review. Once in bed and ready for sleep, recall the events of your day as an objective observer, seeing significant accomplishments, serious disagreements, stimulating opportunities, and new insights, as well as little things that had a big impact on your inner life. Focus especially on your interaction with others during the day. For each key element, do 2 things. Notice the thought and feeling associated with each key event, especially motives and purposes, and imagine how other people were affected by the events. Be alert to insights and self-knowledge that come from this end-of-day review, as well as to dreams and waking insights that may occur. Conclusion. You now know 12 habits that require very little time each day and can potentially change your life a little at a time. The key to success with these positive habits is application. The habits work only if you put attention and energy into them on a regular basis as a way of life. Notice the common themes in the practices Thurston suggests. 1. Make a commitment to doing something daily. Try it for a week. 2. Be clear about what you want to experience or achieve. 3. Attitude and intention are key. 4. Pay attention to results and changes.